Thank you, Ellen. A slightly arty touch to our final set of news for this part of Chatterbox. We are told that graffiti is becoming more acceptable as an art form as youngsters attend a lesson in graffiti art, although, as we heard, not everyone might agree. If writing is more your métier, then a creative writing workshop was held at the Garage venue in Chapelfield. But we'll start with a historical find, as an Anglo-Saxon coin minted in Norwich is literally turned up by a collector. Over 1,000 years ago, a silver penny left the Norwich Mint on Fishergate. It wasn't seen again until Barry Hutchinson found it in a near-perfect condition on a field of Norfolk pasture. The coin, made of almost pure silver, is a rare find in any condition, but to find one in pretty much as struck is rarer still. Coin specialists agreed, and it recently sold at auction for £5,000, which will be split between Mr. Hutchinson and the landowner. "I've been a metal detecting person for a couple of years now," said Mr. Hutchinson, a freelance translator from South Norfolk, who goes metal detecting in his spare time. "I've found lots of early medieval and Roman coins, but nothing from pre-conquest Anglo-Saxons. Detecting is quite a painstaking business once you've got your permission. You have to be very methodical. I'd spent around 40 hours on this field and hadn't found anything. I'd almost given up when I found the Althanson penny. Once I got it home and given it a gentle wash, I knew it was something very special. It's very beautifully worked and the silver is completely untarnished. It is not known precisely what a penny in an Anglo-Saxon's pocket would have bought, but it is likely that coinage coexisted with the barter economy. A silver penny was probably seen as a store of value rather than disposable money.
Children got to experience a masterclass in the art of graffiti. The two-day session outside the Forum in Norwich was led by Great Yarmouth-based Represent Project. The soon-to-be Community Interest Company was set up 2 years ago and encourages creativity in children and teenagers in the Yarmouth area. It goes into schools and community groups, and as well as teaching graffiti as an art form, it allows the youngsters to learn media and music production skills from experts. Graphic designer Adriano Leme, one of the project directors, said, "If we can bring in younger people and channel them into the arts, the effects are transformational. We teach the difference between graffiti art and vandalism. The project has made a big difference." The forum event attracted lots of youngsters, according to Mr. Leme. Bonnie Leeds, 9, from Kirby Breeden Beeden, said, "It was cool and I found it fun. I loved it."
Aspiring writers were given the opportunity to release their inner Shakespeare and see their work brought to life by actors. Organised by Script East, a Norwich-based writing group, the free Get Scripted writing workshop saw budding writers receive guidance on character development, structure and dialogue from established authors and creative writing lecturers. Taking place over 2 days at the Garage, those with little or no experience were invited to a beginner's writing workshop with author and lecturer in creative writing at Norwich University of the Arts, Lindsay White. Then, intermediate writers who wanted to develop their skills further had a chance to see their work performed in front of them by actors from the Red Duck Productions. The performances took place in the Garage and were open to the public.
Prisoners will be using newfound technical skills to restore gardeners' broken and unwanted tools to give away to schools and community groups as part of an innovative rehabilitation project. Green-fingered Norfolk residents have been encouraged to give away any hand tools they no longer need for the garden to Norfolk County Council's recycling centres at Maitenwood and Ketteringham. As part of the Conservation Foundation's Tools Shed project, funded by the Big Lottery, the tools will be repaired in a newly established workshop at HMP Norwich, where they will be restored by prisoners. The repaired tools will then be offered for free to schools and community gardens. Martin Edwards, head of Reducing Reoffending at HMP Norwich, said, "We're delighted to be part of the community project, giving the men the opportunity to develop positive and beneficial links with community groups and schools. Participating in the scheme boosts their skills and confidence, as well as teaching practical skills which can be used when they leave prison." Janice Coghlan-Hibbert, Norfolk County Council Waste Reduction Officer, said, "So many of us have tools in our garden sheds that take up space but have outlived their usefulness, and we'd encourage gardeners to bring these to our recycling centres at Maton Wood and Ketteringham."
Thorpe St Andrew has become twinned with St Andrews in New Brunswick, Canada. The two towns are more than 3,000 miles apart, but it is hoped that the twinning will create links between groups and businesses in both areas. Town Clerk Thomas Foreman said, "We are setting up a twinning working group, and any groups interested should make contact with the Town Council office. The Council is very clear that any visits will be self-funded with no cost to the taxpayer." Thorpe St Andrew Town Council said the use of email and video calling will make linking the two communities easier. The concept of twinning towns or cities was conceived after the Second World War as a way of fostering friendships between different cultures. St Andrews, Canada was founded in 1738. Well, unfortunately, we've reached the end of part one, so Paddy and I will say goodbye for this week and hope that you enjoy part two, and of course, after that, the Norfolk Magazine. Goodbye.